Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday.
Tottenham boss Antonio Conte admits he rushed back too quickly from surgery, but now he's raring to go. He's been in Italy recovering from gallbladder removal, having initially returned just days after his operation. Conte says he wants to give energy to his team, and forward Heung-min Hong's pleased he's back ahead of tomorrow's Champions League last 16 tie with AC Milan.
I'm glad that
weather.
Bring good energy for the team. Obviously, if he's on the touchline, player will be more comfortable, and yeah, I think he will give us amazing boost and amazing energy.
Thank you, Son.
Yeah,
he didn't do the weather, though.
No, he didn't do the weather.
The weather.
Well, it's going to continue to be overcast and a wee bit showery across Essex. We may have some bright sunny spells breaking through some of the clouds, but it's feeling very cold with highs of 5 degrees.
What did you call the player?
It's really nice to see you today.
I just didn't think that was his name, that's all.
Son Heung-min.
A bit different.
His name's Son Heung-min.
A slightly different name, I think.
Son Heung-min, yeah.
What?
Son Heung-min.
Son Heung-min.
It was so close when you said it live, but it's fine, it's fine, it's good.
We had an issue there where Stevie looked at me, which normally means I need to hit a button.
I know, yeah.
So I just hit a button. And then he hit a button, and we all hit buttons together.
Yeah. I mean, we all got there in the end.
We did, and Son was just on the weather, and it was fine. And it's exactly what it was supposed to sound like.
Ruined his name and ruined his
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? £1,000 Friday payday is coming now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Our bosses always say, guys, try not to make so many mistakes because the young presenters always look up to you two. Don't let them.
Exactly.
Turn the radio off.
Yeah.
This isn't the model of success.
No, it's definitely not.
Listening to Radio Essex.
Right, Tuesday, Big Drive Home. Welcome along. Here's Lewis Capaldi. It's Radio Essex, Harry Styles, and Late Night Talking 12 minutes after 3. It's the Big Drive Home. It's Tuesday. Welcome along. Thank you for having us on. Good to see you, Scott.
It is good to see you, Chris.
I thought you were going to say it's good to see me. It is good for you to see me, Chris, yeah.
I'm not trying to set up a text here. I'm just having a conversation.
Sounds like a text cell to me.
No, it's actually not. I'm just
A1400, put the word Essex in front of your message.
No, I don't know if this is like getting older thing or whether everyone does this, right? But, I laid in bed last night for approximately 2 hours needing to get myself a drink because I was very, very thirsty, but trying to get back to sleep, longing it off because it was cold last night.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was really cold last night. You know when you've got the blanket right up over your shoulders, almost like you've got your whole neck in it.
What were you doing last night? Duvet and blanket?
Oh, sorry, I'm not 90. I've just got a blanket.
What do you mean you're not 90?
Well, I haven't got two blankets.
No, I said, have you got a duvet?
It's a duvet. You haven't got a duvet and a blanket.
Do you put a blanket on the duvet, mate?
No, you don't. You kick that off because it's just...
No,
it's
not,
just what,
not
it's
at the
just
moment.
Decoration.
No, it keeps you warm at night.
How many cushions does Karen put on that bed?
I've got one pillow.
You've got one pillow?
I've got one pillow, yeah. Well, I don't need two pillows.
I've got three.
Three pillows?
I've got three.
That'll mess your neck up, mate.
No. Yeah. No, I don't know where this is going. But I've got two pillows that I have on my head, and then I sort of cuddle one. That's the truth.
Oh, that's less weird.
Yeah, no, right. No, but what I'm saying is it just me, or do you lay in bed either needing a wee and just trying to get back to sleep?
Needing a wee and trying to get back to sleep happens every now and again. That's not a nice one, because it's never going to work.
It'll
eat you alive.
Yeah, you're going to have to get up. But eventually, yeah. I got up and I got myself an orange juice. Not pure orange juice.
Clarifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Water mixed with orange juice.
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone's taking pure orange juice up to bed with them. I don't think that's ever been a thing.
People probably expecting you went downstairs for a rum and coke. Yeah. So orange juice would be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
First question, there are many, actually. Why don't you take a drink with you to bed?
I do. I'd drunk that.
Oh, you'd already finished it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd done,
be dehydrated.
I'd gone to bed because of all the rum and coke I had
before. You never know.
It could be that.
Who knew?
I'd already had that, and then I'd laid there for ages thinking, no, no. And then what I'd done, I made a big error. I went downstairs, and I made myself an orange juice, and because I drink lots of rum, I put ice in it, you know, like a lot of ice.
Yeah.
And then I tried to walk back into the room really quietly at 4 a.m. Jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle. I woke Kerry up, and then she was on Facebook for a while, and I didn't get much sleep.
And the problem is, after drinking a pint of orange juice, an hour late, you woke up.
I knew
you
were awake, yeah.
It's Radio Essex, Ray and Escape. It's 18 minutes past three. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. No sleep talking, though, from Scott, but talking about sleep.
Yeah, no.
Because your sleep talking's funny.
Yeah, no, that was, we done that a while back, didn't we?
When Kerry recorded it for us, yeah. It was brilliant. Debs says, what is sleep? Less than 3 hours last night, says Debs. She sent us a picture of her Apple Watch. You've banned me from wearing mine, haven't you?
Yeah, because it's annoying.
Well, because it just keeps telling me how fast my heart rate is.
The other day was halfway through a link and you stood up. because your watch told you.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then it talks on the radio a lot.
John, what you got for us, John?
I'll take a carton of juice to bed with me. Am I the weirdo? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, and you can't go back to sleep when you want to eat. It's just rip the Band-Aid off and just go to the toilet.
There you go. He said it beautifully. I'm just scared of what he was going to say.
Yeah, so we do it. We muted, muted that.
But he's right. You can't, it's not, you can't, if you're sitting there needing to go to the toilet, you just need to. And also, the other thing is, when you go back into dreamland, when you're trying to get back to sleep, you're dreaming of you getting up and going to the toilet. That keeps happening as well. So you just need to get it done.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, it's not good to hold it either, though they say it's not.
If John, if you're going to bed with a carton of orange juice,
because I actually thought that we were just going to skirt over that. Like
two pints of orange juice.
Who takes, apart from John, who's taking a full carton of orange juice up to bed? I mean, that's not.
He's got snacks up there. He's got ice cubes, bit of vodka. I mean, he's loving that. Well done, John.
Do you know what? Do you know what I used to do when all my babies were younger? Because you know you're going to get broken night's sleep. You know you're going to get me woken up by the selfish babies that want feeding in the middle of the night, right? You know that's going to happen. So I used to take a kettle, tea bags, milk in a little cup, and I used to, like, while they were getting fed, I was drinking tea to stay awake. I used to take the whole shebang up there.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I thought you meant making tea for the kids.
No, you don't want them wired. You don't want that.
Gary says, I slept like a baby last night. I woke up crying several times, eventually soiled myself. That's the weirdest saying, isn't it?
It is a ridiculous saying.
Oh, I slept like a baby last night. Oh, what, really bad? That's a really weird saying.
That's one of the worst ones.
One of the weirdest sayings, I think, I know. 3:21, big drive home, Tuesday, and the latest on the roads coming up. Hideaway Festival is coming this summer in Essex. August sees the likes of Freya Ridings, Ella Henderson, Clean Bandit, James Bay, all going to be there. And we are giving you a chance to win tickets to be at the festival. I'm going to give you your song you're listening out for in just a second. So be ready. Weather for you, very cold tonight. Severe frost down to -3. Tomorrow quite cloudy, cold, frosty start. Remaining dry though tomorrow, highs of 4. And apparently there's a little bit of snow in Leigh-on-Sea right now. It's James Bay and Hold Back the River.
Hideaway Festival on Radio Essex.
It was the trigger track I only just talked about, and it played like within 2 songs.
It did.
I love that tune. I said to the guys in the music room earlier, these songs we're playing as the trigger tracks are amazing. Why don't we play them normally? Because I never hear James Bay on the radio.
We don't.
But I reckon we will, because now the gig's coming up.
Yeah.
We'll start to play James Bay on the radio. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's backstage radio, that. James Bay, Hold Back the River, and we've got a whole load of people on the phones waiting to find out if they are the winners of the Hideaway tickets. And I can tell you, it is line 1. It's Laura in Leigh. Hey, Laura.
Oh. Woo! Hello, guys. You all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm so much better after this. It's been a ropey week and it's only Tuesday, so this has really cheered me up.
That's not good to already be having a ropey week on a Tuesday.
I know.
What's happening?
I can't wait for that.
What's happening this week that's ropey?
Oh, it's been a long week. I've lost some of my bits on a jog.
It can't be a long week. It's Tuesday. Tuesday.
I know.
Scott's only, let's put it into perspective, Scott's only done 3.5 hours this week so far.
Oh, mate. It's not even half a day, Scott.
I've done 3 hours and 37 minutes. I am knackered.
And he's already halfway through his week.
Yeah, I'm halfway through my week. Yeah.
Don't have a rest, Scott.
I need one.
Okay, well, listen, hopefully this will cheer you up then. Tickets to go to the Hideaway Festival, something to look forward to. Obviously, the sunshine, something to look forward to. The Hideaway Festival in Chelmsford, some amazing artists, and you got your tickets sorted.
Oh, thank you so much. Honestly, that's really cheered me up.
And it's tickets for both days as well. You go there Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking into that and be making the most of it. For
yeah,
sure.
Enjoy. All right, Laura, stay there. We'll get your details sorted out. And tickets to the Hideaway Festival are yours. It's Radio Essex, LF System, and Afraid to Feel. 3:41. Laura's just chatting to us on the phone in Leon C. She said it's snowing now in Lee. Henry said it's snowing in Benfleet. It's not quite snowing here yet. I mean, we're not going to do, like, full snow watch.
No, but we haven't got any snow here, and I'm just hoping it doesn't get too heavy, because we know one, even, like, a dusting of snow, roads...
Chaos.
Ireland, yeah.
Chaos. We'll keep an eye on the snow situation for you. Niall Horan's coming up. He's got a brand new tune out called Heaven. We'll play that for you next. This is first piece of music in 3 years. We'll play it after we update travel next. Latto, Mariah Carey, Big Energy on Radio Essex, 10 to 4. It's a new world. I'm looking at my watch. And it's brand new on my wrist. And I'm looking at my wrist and it's a new watch. I don't understand how he says that at the end. This
remix. I thought you was going mad.
No, he says that at the end.
Yeah, no, I know now, but you're just looking at me, you're just going, oh, I'm looking at my new watch, and I'm thinking you're not. I was thinking that you were being sponsored.
He
you were just
says
saying something.
The weirdest thing.
He's really Kelly. Weird.
He's a weird.
We the best music. Congratulations, you played yourself.
It is weird, isn't it?
You played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Good knowledge, DJ Khaled. It's Radio Essex. If you want to hear that clip again, tune into the podcast later. Don't tune in. Download it. Stream it. What are the other words?
That's, I think that's fair.
Find it.
Find it on the internet.
Podcast.com. It's on... Is anyone... That must be a website.
That will not be a website. There is not a website called podcast.com.
If there isn't, I'm buying it. I'm going to do it now on LCM.
Someone's beat you to
it. It's Audible. Audible have got it. Oh, that's a shame. That would have been worth a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but you said it
Can
live.
You imagine?
If you said it live on the radio, someone would have beat you to it.
Audible are sitting there going, buy it! And it's literally on there already. Wow. But imagine owning that.
It would be
What's
good.
Your podcast called? Where'd you get it? Podcast.com. Wow. Do you remember when I bought...
I was just about to remind you of this.
The London 2012 Games.com. It was something like that. I bought a website... It was better than that.
It was, yeah.
I think it was the London Games 2012. Or it was something like that. And I didn't use the word Olympics because you're not allowed. But then I just got threatened and that. because it was to do with the Olympics because there wasn't any other London Games in 2012. So I couldn't do anything with it.
But see, that wasn't the one that I remember that. But it was when you was working at Capital. I know you don't like to talk about it, but when you were doing Capital.
Capital, yeah.
You was one of the first people ever on Twitter.
It's the proper Capital one in London.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Not the one in Scotland.
No, I know.
Not
I know.
The one in Derby.
No.
I was in the actual London one.
95.8.
Yeah, the proper Capital.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't like to talk about it.
No, you don't like to talk about it.
With Johnny and Chris Tarrant and all that. Dr. Fox.
Yeah, no, I think...
It's useful having a doctor in the building, because you don't know, do you? If you feel a bit queasy...
He's a doctor of medicine.
People say, go and talk to...
He wasn't a doctor of medicine, though, was he?
Go and talk to Foxy.
Is he a real doctor?
Doctor of pop.
Doctor.
So if I had any pop issues, I'd go and talk to Foxy.
Yeah, I don't know any boy band members.
Scott,
can you sort that out for me?
I don't like talking about...
No, I know.
These 10 years I spent at Capital on daytimes and that. I don't... Breakfast cover. I don't like talking about it.
You're doing a good job. God, talks about it more than I talk about five. Wow.
That's unlikely.
No, carry on. No, I'm joking. You was one of the first people on Twitter. You had, the best tag, and then they bullied you there as well, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I had it on, when I was at that radio station I don't like talking about, there was this thing called, I had a phone, it was before the iPhones, and I think it was called an XDA. It was like a Microsoft Windows phone.
Yeah.
And on there, one of the only programs loaded on was this absolute nonsense called Twitter. And there was like 30 people on it. So I signed up at Chris. And then never used it after that. And then it became really big and I went to try and log in and it had gone. So I don't know whether they redid all the usernames of people that didn't use it for the last 10 years or whatever. But I would have at Chris. But my mate has got his name. I won't tell you what it is because that would obviously give it away. But his name is at and his name, like for you, at Scott. Because yes. he did carry on using it.
Yeah, no, see, I've got, like, I have to put, like, Scott Robinson Official or whatever. But on Twitter, if I change my name, I'll lose my tick.
Yes, and he's got a tick and he's not famous, but he got a tick because his username...
Pay a tenner a month for...
No, because his username is worth so much money. Because he's literally, I won't say his name, but if it was Joe Kinch, his name is literally at Joe. And it's worth so much money that they blue ticked it for security and stuff.
Very good.
I would have had all that.
Yeah, but you couldn't log in anymore.
Couldn't log in. Anyway, Tuesday, big drive home. But who's got the best Twitter handle?
They're not going to give it to us, are they? Because they don't want it.
Everyone wants that Twitter handle publicised.
No, I suppose so, yeah.
81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message or grab us on Twitter. It's Tuesday. The news, the travel and all the information you need is coming next at 4.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Have you got the audio from when the King turned up at Colchester again?
Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just wandering around Colchester? I don't mean he's just wandering around Colchester. He's not shopping. But
he's not in Primark. Just walking.
No.
At Greg's.
He's definitely gone to Greg's.
It'd be H&M, wouldn't he? Because his majesty.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be at H&M if he was doing anything in Colchester. Can we hear that again, the audio?
Yeah, I don't know if I should say this on the radio, but I know the guy who's actually showing it.
Do it again. Where were you earlier? Where were you earlier?
Sounds more like Cristiano Ronaldo to me.
Who is he? Do you know who that is?
Well, I don't know him. He's not my mate.
No.
I know him in a professional sense because he heads up the organisation.
That calls for this stuff.
Are you sure he's not your mate?
I'm definitely
best
sure.
Mate?
No, he's not my mate. Yeah. No. But I do know him. And
was there a lot of protest or is it pretty...
Well, to be honest, there was... I mean, it's not huge, obviously, but a certain organisation are following the King around.
Yeah, so they will... Now. Yeah, like yeah, yeah. like protesters
their,
will do.
Their main... their main issue is that they shouldn't be paying for this while...
And were there other people just enjoying it?
Yeah, there's... I mean, it's...
Flag waving and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's been very popular. Essex Police seem to say that the operation went off without any, trouble or anything like that. Nobody's been arrested. Everybody wrapped up warm for the cold, etc. But, yeah.
Because he was here, wasn't he? Like, when was that last year?
That was a year ago, yeah. A couple of days ago, yeah.
He came to Southend and he did. Not
we
just that.
Got his cup.
The Queen now, the Queen Camilla, came up here into our boardroom and had a cup of tea.
On the one day that I was off to go to the dentist.
You were at the dentist, yeah, I remember that.
The dentist.
She came up, had a cup of tea.
Scott
coming, I love two sugars, all right for you. And I'll make it. Don't worry, I'm the tea specialist around here.
Didn't the security people get rid of Sue from Sales toiletries because it was offensive for the Queen to see them?
And Sue never got them back. Yeah, she went, where's all my toiletries gone? I went, the Queen took them. She laughed and I went, the Queen took
them. Where's my hairspray? It's binned, mate.
And the King had, fish and chips downstairs.
Yeah,
So cool. But now in Colchester today.
Stevie, have you got a video of that as well? I was wondering whether it looks like Harry at all. Prince Harry.
Prince Harry, that would be weird. Yeah, my boy Harry.
Are you ready for Friday payday? £1,000. Friday payday is coming. 3, 2, 1, 1, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go!
So we continue on that small little insignificant show. The warm-up to Joe Kinch continues. That's pretty much what we are.
Radio Essex.
Metro Boomin. It's Cat Burns and People Pleaser on the Big Drive Home. 4:13, it's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 tonight. Thank you very much for... Why has Alice sent us a picture? No? Are we asking for pictures?
Didn't we earlier say something about sending a picture? I think it was of snow.
Oh, yeah.
But we've just got a picture.
Maybe Alice is standing in snow.
She might be standing in snow. She sent us a picture.
Alice, thank you very much for your picture. That is lovely. Hello to Debs, who says, We have a listener called Debs and a listener called Deb to confuse everybody. She says, Scott, leave Harry alone. He's the best royal.
I love Harry.
You read his book?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. I listened to
the listen to the audio. It's him reading isn't it?
I love him. So, I do. I really like him.
There you go. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber coming up. Pink Pantheress and Ice Spice, Boy's a Liar. We'll get that on for you as well. First, though, Freya Ridings, star of the Hideaway Festival, one of the stars at the Hideaway Festival this year. Your next chance to win tickets to that is with Martin and Sue tomorrow morning. It's Radio Essex with Freya Ridings and the weekend, 17 minutes after 4 on the Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott, Radio Essex. Always good to have you with us. Thank you for that. Some news out that you might be interested in if you want to live until you are 150.
I'm listening.
With a new therapy. Would you want that? 150?
Well, it'd be impressive, wouldn't it?
New therapy out, which reverses aging. So actually, you're not living as 150 quite frail. You're actually, you've reversed aging.
Well, right, okay, I was hoping there was going to be something.
Yeah.
Because if you're, 150 and you're just not moving, then there's no quality of life.
Drinking out of a straw and all that. No, it's...
It gets you more drunk.
the aging process, the safe and effective cellular regeneration therapy resets.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Resets aging cells. So it's like, DVDs back in the day.
Yes.
It's like DVDs having the scratches removed, and then you put it in, it's like, oh, it's all back again. It looks new.
Right, okay.
So heart disease, strokes, cancer, dementia could all be a distant memory as it targets parts of the body which impact skin, eyesight, muscles, and the brain.
I need some of this now.
Treatment has been tested on mice, with human trials expected soon. Old animals appeared young after just 7 months of therapy. Scientists at this institute reset the biological clocks of cells using a mixture of 4 of these potions. They tested 3 groups of mice at varying age levels, equivalent to
3 being... blind mice.
No, they weren't blind. They tested 3 mice who were 35, 50 and 80 in human years.
Yeah.
And after 7 or 10 months, the mice resembled younger animals.
No, I'm not having it. This is incredible.
One was seen in Ibiza.
Yeah. I'm rolling back the years. Look at me. That's the 8-year-old going.
He literally.
Let's have it.
He was on an easy jet and he was gone. He was calling it beefer as well. He was absolutely smashing it. This little Miles. He was standing. He wasn't on all fours. He was standing up with his little paws were up
doing
in the air.
Doing the edge.
He had a skateboard.
Jazz hands as well.
He had a little tiny skateboard.
Yeah.
And he was going through the strip on a skateboard.
He was calling himself Danger Mouse.
Yeah, that was what's happening. And that was after 7 or 10 months. They resembled younger animals. And then when they got injured on his skate, fell off his skateboard.
Just poured a bit of potion recently.
The youthful skin healed quicker.
Oh, this is...
Like a younger person's skin. It's like the kids, when they have and the next day it's gone. For me, it takes forever.
And
that's what happens. You need some of this. Amazon boss Jeff Bezos and PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel are among the giants who are already pumping cash in to develop an anti-aging hack to our biology.
I mean, sorry, when you started mentioning Amazon, I picked up my phone. I was like, hang on, let's get some of this.
On Prime?
Yeah, one swipe of the swipe and I've got it.
That'll be why, though, isn't it? He's interested, and PayPal, because they'll just sell it for Amazon. Get it sent to your house.
It's clever. I mean,
and also for them, customers are lasting longer.
Yeah.
If you start picking up when you're 80,
Yeah, but at the moment,
probably
it's
got another 80 years.
Problem is for them at the moment, it's just the mice, isn't it? And you know, they're not buying much. They're just buying cheese.
Yeah, they haven't got Amazon accounts.
You get cheese on there?
Yeah. That's all the mice are buying is the cheese.
Brilliant.
And eye patches. That's about it. We live and learn. Blind mice.
Yeah, I get it.
Right, 4:21, big drive home. Thought you'd enjoy that. Right, Tuesday continues.
Cheers.
Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, and I Don't Care. 4:32, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6 tonight. Team Reeve says, hello. Can you do a shout out to Daddy, Steve, who's on his way home from his new job? Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
No one's ever told us not to.
So, no problem. So,
mate, wow. First day in a new job.
That's brilliant.
Big things. Yeah. Everyone cares about that.
Yeah.
Everybody.
New job.
Everybody's care. Everyone's
Steve.
People have stopped their cars now because they care so much.
Yeah. Writing congratulations.
Team Reeve, congratulations to Daddy Steve, who's on his way home from his new job. What else we got on the text? Lucy in Shoebury. Hey, Chris and Scott, I hope you're well. I know you don't do birthdays. Oh, so I hate it when the text starts with that. I know you don't do birthdays, so please don't wish me a happy 30th birthday.
We won't.
Whilst I'm on my drive home from work and not going out for a birthday meal.
Well, why would you? Because obviously you don't even care.
Yeah, exactly. And no one else cares. I mean, everyone's still thinking about Steve's new job.
So, because that's important.
Of course it is.
He's got a new job.
Yeah, so everyone's caring about that.
Yeah, this is
no
just
one
the day
cares
you
about
were born years ago.
Lucy,
30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Who cares?
Most of us weren't even alive.
Get over it.
Yeah. As you've quite rightly said, we're not going to wish you a happy birthday. We don't want you to have a happy birthday. The fact you've been to work today fills me with glee.
I hope you have a really, really bad meal, if I'm honest.
She's not going out for a birthday meal. She's
no.
not doing a birthday. Because no one cares.
No one cares.
We can't sit here and, you know, make a massive deal about it's your birthday, when we don't really care. You're not going to sing any songs, are you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm not going to sing. Happy birthday. Oh, yeah, Lucy. Happy birthday. I'm not going to do that.
Good. Because that was horrific.
Wouldn't it? Oh, this is better. What's this?
This is just music I play in the background
it's
while we're telling people we don't do music. Yeah. While we don't do birthdays. So I'm afraid, Lucy, no one here is going to be wishing you a happy birthday. We've been told by the powers that be, the management team, that this is not... No
Tom,
one's interested.
Do you care in Lucy in Shoebury's birthday? Do you care?
I care about the meetings I have to go to because of this.
What? Not because.
Well, hang on! Whoa! Don't you start all that, Tom?
We're not wishing her a happy birthday. We've spent 2:42 not wishing her a happy birthday.
Clip. I've told you to do this before, and I mean it. Look at me. Clip this.
Yeah.
Send it to them.
This is not a birthday shower. Otherwise, we'd go, happy birthday, Lucy and Shoebury. I can't believe
you're
30.
Have a great time. Oh, if you go out for a meal, enjoy
happy
yourself.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lucy.
Doesn't look a day over 21. Happy birthday
to you.
We're not going to do that because that would be a proper birthday message.
Yeah, that sounded a bit like a birthday message.
We were pointing out how a birthday message would sound if we were doing a birthday message. We're not doing a birthday message.
That was an example.
Exactly, it's an example. She's put in her text, don't wish me a happy birthday.
Because she knows.
Yeah.
She listens to the show, big listener.
By the way, Steve, congratulations, first day of work.
Amazing, Steve.
Incredible,
must feel like your birthday.
Don't let us know when it is your birthday, though. We don't care. No one cares. 4:36. It's the big drive home for a Tuesday. Thank you so much for having us on. Sam Smith, Calvin Harris coming up. And Joel Corry with Ray will get on for you before 5. Right now, though, Brenny Zara Larson. Can't tame her. It's Radio Essex with Joel Corry, Ray and Bed. It's 10 to 5. Another day. And what, for the sacked another manager? It's just happened. It's another manager just gone.
Yes,
another one bites the dust.
Ridiculous.
It's all right. Being a Watford fan, it's never a surprise when you sack a manager.
No.
It's just normal day.
You've sacked more managers than any other team in the history of football.
This week?
Yeah.
He joined. We're beginning of 2023, aren't we? March. He joined in September, which is like less than 6 months ago.
Yeah. And, I mean, you're not doing that badly.
No, we were fourth, and now we've dropped down quite a bit. To be honest, it's not the most exciting football I've ever seen.
No.
And I'm never really surprised anymore at Watford. I'm literally like, oh, he's gone. Wonder who we're going to get next.
Yeah, I mean, Stevie come in and said about it, and you went, yeah, I expected it.
I did. I thought, I watched him on the weekend, and I just thought, he's not going to last. I think they're the away fans. Well, most times you go to a Watford match, the away fans will sing you getting sacked in the morning just because it's the Watford manager.
Where it's like banter.
You could be 5-0 up.
And there's still a possibility.
You never know. You never know. But we'll give you a full update with Stevie coming up at 5. There's a British woman living in Australia. She's offering £28 on the internet for somebody to come round and do what? And it's clean. It's family. It's not clean. It's not cleaning.
No, right,
it's a clean answer before you come up with something.
Yeah. So
£28, $50. So it's not that amount's irrelevant. It's $50.
$50.
£28.
Yeah.
For somebody to come around and do something.
No, it's not cleaning.
It's kind of cleaning. It's cleaning something.
I haven't got anything.
The answer is to come around and remove a spider from our house.
Are you? So, 50 quid?
But it's a huntsman. It's a big one. It's like a horse. It's a big, in the spider world, it's the horse. It's huge.
I mean, okay, so
she saw it crawling around in her place in Sydney. So she posted on Facebook. You know when when you're at home cleaning up the weekend, you're like, we need to get rid of this wardrobe, and you put it on Facebook, and within an hour, somebody comes around and takes it away.
Your Facebook marketplace.
Like that. So she's gone on Facebook, said, anyone deal with spiders, $50, get out of my house. However, hundreds of people refused, said no, $50 because the huntsman's too big, with many saying they wouldn't remove it for $100.
I mean,
it's a big spider,
it's
a big one.
Do you know what? I would say then.
Is it poisonous?
It's quite dangerous, isn't it? So maybe need a professional.
I'm checking with my spider expert, Tom. Big one, dangerous.
I think the huntsmen's are dangerous.
Should have got the Watford Football Club board round. They would have removed it. It would have been gone.
I was going to say, well, he could probably do it now. He's got his spare couple of days left.
$50 to remove a spider. I
don't think that's that much now. I'm thinking about it
because it is. If it's a killer, is it a killer? What are you typing? Surely, can huntsman kill you? Is what you need to type.
I'm looking at it.
No, that's not. You just want to judge. You just want to look at it and go. Scary. Yeah, it might kill you.
Huntsman.
Oh, that's now what's happening.
Poisonous. Huntsman spiders are venomous, and their bites can be painful to humans, causing localized swelling and pain. Some people may also experience little headache, bit of nausea. However, symptoms mild. Give me that $50.
No, yeah.
I'm on my way.
But no, you're not. You're scared
of spiders. I'll give you $100 to do it for me. KSI and Oliver Tree, Voices on the Big Drive Home. 6 minutes to 5. It's Radio Essex with KSI, Oliver Tree and Voices. We checked out the huntsman spider on the internet. It's quite big, actually.
It doesn't look like... I mean, I'm not scared of spiders. I'd pick a spider. That one, I'd get a cup. Or a bucket.
It looks a little bit odd, doesn't he? He's like bouncing about, looking at the camera, going, "Why am I not a poisonous spider? Because I look like I should be."
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he looks like he should be. He will be gutted. He'll be like,
I don't even know if he knows he's not a poisonous spider. He's given it some on the picture that we just looked at, as though he thinks he is a poisonous spider.
Oh, he's going to get a rude awakening when he bites someone and they go,
"No, oh, that stung a little bit."
He goes, "What stung a little bit?"
Anyway, so we won't be doing the huntsman job. Thank you very much for all the text on that. We're coming up to 5. We've got the A to Z of music. Today is a Tuesday, which means we're looking at DJs and hip-hop stars, rap stars, that type of thing. We'll give you more details of that coming up with the A to Z of music on the way after 5.
Watford have sacked head coach Slaven Bilic after just 6 months in charge of the club. The Championship side are 9th in the table. 5 points adrift off the playoff places. Bilic's last match in charge was a goalless draw against Preston on Saturday. They're searching for their 6th manager in just 18 months.
Six man- manager in 18 months.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
We sign more managers than we sign players.
I mean, well, we've had a couple of prime ministers in 18 months, so I don't see why a new manager at Watford.
No, it's not a shock. Chris Wilder's looking after it, isn't he?
I've been informed.
Yeah. He was at Sheffield United, did amazing at Sheffield United, did horribly at Middlesbrough.
Who would you like to...
I reckon I'd give it a good crack, actually.
You and Scott together?
Yeah, me and Scott, me and anyone, really. I think anybody.
Yeah,
I think
Sue from sales. She's
probably
not doing much next week.
Get her involved.
Yeah.
Who else? Prince Harry could have a go at it.
Yep.
Anybody could literally do that job, I think.
Yep. What's Abs from Five up to these days?
Not much.
Weather.
Do you want a better answer than that?
I thought you were going to say, on a farm. Anyway, yeah. A cold and cloudy night in store across the county. Some places over the wee small hours might see some light snow. I'm not joking you. With lows of 1 degree, I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date and I'm sorry.
We've had snow. We had snow in Benfleet today. Leon C have had snow today. It's a great day for me.
Great day for snow.
Snow and a Watford manager gone. Wow.
You came in this morning and you were really like full of life.
I was having a good day actually. It was all right.
And
today.
It just rapidly fell apart.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Come over to Arsenal, mate.
Yeah. I mean, living in Essex, I should be a West Ham fan, but then all the West Ham fan managers...
They're not happy. Their manager's gone
as well. So they're all jealous, going, oh, I wish it was our manager.
They'll get your manager. They've had him before.
Should you not find like a lower league team?
We can't get much lower.
No, but what I mean is, if you're disillusioned,
I'm not.
Right, then you could find the kind
Joking aside, I will always be a Watford fan, whatever happens, because I come from Watford and it's my club. It's just frustrating. That's
and
all it is.
It was all yellow.
Essex. Are you ready for Friday payday? £1,000 Friday payday is coming. This is Radio Essex, the hit music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Okay. Right, Tuesday, big drive home continues. Mimi Webb and Red Flags playing next.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
BTS. Quite a few of them, isn't there?
No.
BTS is actually a group of this year's ex-Watford managers.
Sure, I was just about to say that.
That's what happened, and then they formed BTS, and there's like...
And now there's going to be another one.
Yeah, there's loads on there. There's loads in that group.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
they just add to it all the time. No one notices.
Yeah, so it's too many.
Clever. 13 minutes after five, we're talking about this woman who's living in Australia she's a British woman living in Australia. She tried to pay Facebook people 28 quid to come and get a spider removed from her house. It was a huntsman. It was a big spider. Dave, the hairy veteran, said, "Hi, guys, when I was stationed in Iraq, we often had to remove camel spiders from our tents. Have a Google look at them. Still have nightmares about them now." If that's what you're getting nightmares about from being in Iraq, the camel spiders must be huge.
It must be bad. It must be like a camel.
I mean, look at Tom's face as he opens it up. Oh, he looks sick.
Yeah, and apparently they're really fast as well.
Oh, I don't like the fast ones.
Right, so I'm just gonna have a little quick.
Do they look scarier than the hunt? Because the huntsmen looked like they were up for it.
Oh no, I'm not touching that.
There you go, Dave. Scott from Five is happy to agree with you. Would you have nightmares about that?
That's ridiculous. Looks like a rhinoceros. I mean, that is... You're a bigger man than me. Well, you are, because you're already in Iraq.
Dave was stationed in Iraq and had to remove camel spiders from his tents. We've looked at them, Dave. They don't look good. Thank
I've
you
never
very much for your text.
In that tent
Thank
again.
You for your text. Thank you for your service as well. Thank you, Dave, the hairy veteran. Similarly, last year, a woman in the West Yorkshire area...
Right.
...called the police to have a spider removed from our home, we've just found on Google.
Woman
told the police she'd rung them up as a last resort after trying everything, apart from the glass and that and the paper.
Yeah, she hadn't tried that.
According to the outlet, which is a newspaper, the woman told authorities, "I need somebody to come and get the spider out of my house. I've tried everything." However, the operator was quick to shut down her request because she was dealing with murderers and stuff.
We're a bit busy
at the moment.
Doing the crime.
So unfortunately, the police won't be able to come and get the spider out of your house. So I don't know what happened there.
She's moved out. The spider's moved in. The
spider's moved in. He's got some lodgers. Sitting there with a PlayStation. eight arms and that. I mean, all over the PlayStation.
Yeah, probably winning.
I would imagine so. Anyway, that's all the Spider Chat we have time for today on Spider Chat. We'll do that again in a couple of weeks' time. The A to Z of music is on the way, though. After the weekend, Ariana Grande, Die For You. The remix. Stevie G, got a job for you.
Yeah, of course.
It's the weekend, Ariana Grande and Die For You. It's 19 minutes after 5. Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. Joe coming up from 6 tonight. Before Joe starts on the radio, of course, we need your end of the show shows. So if you want to give us a Tuesday, completed it, mate, in any style, you could do it in the style of somebody that's just seen a big spider in their bath.
Tuesday, you've laid it, mate! Yeah,
you could do that if you wanted to. Or you could do it in just a normal style where you just go, Tuesday.
Completely, mate.
You do that. Whatever you want to do, it's on you. The Walk-In family did it yesterday. We didn't play all of theirs out yesterday. We played half of it. We did, didn't we? With Joe.
Yeah. No, not with Joe. We did.
Oh, I thought I only heard half of it.
You weren't listening.
Oh, okay.
Oh. They were good.
Monday completed it, mate.
It was a little bit of a timing issue there.
Yeah.
They weren't quite on the timing, but it was a good one.
But, you know... They still will start the show. So.
We can have a group one tonight. If you want to do another group one in time, maybe in harmony, you could sing it. I don't know how you want to do it.
I mean, Chris, you're asking a bit now. You want people to sing it?
In harmony.
You want people to sing it in harmony?
Yeah. Like five would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we're going to get loads of those in, but we can try.
Just do it normally then. Tuesday.
No, I'd like one.
Tuesday completed, mate. However you want to do it, we've just thrown some options at you. You choose. Get your voice notes into us via the app. You can download the app wherever you get your apps from. Just search for Radio Essex and you'll see it. Download the app, send us a voice note, and then let's see what you do just before 6 tonight. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus, current UK Hot 40 Countdown number 1, and The Flowers. Oh, it's the number one song for the last 8 weeks on the UK Hot 40 Countdown, which is the show I do on a Sunday at 4. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Thanks very much.
I've heard
it's based on airplay and what radio stations are playing on the radio around the UK. And then we compile a chart and then the Hot 40 on the radio.
I've heard it. It's very good.
Thank you very much. So how was you? You just did a plank?
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm out of breath. I've been planking.
Yeah, yeah.
I am surprisingly out of breath. Yeah. I mean, what a weird job this is, right? So I'm doing a live radio show.
Yeah.
Jack from the Day Experience walks in and goes, can you plank? I'm so glad I said that right.
You're good at planking.
I am.
He's a proper planker. He is. He's up there with some of the best plankers in the world.
I just planked for 1 minute 43, which is a record for me.
It's weird because you just did your planking here, didn't you, in front of us on the floor?
I did.
And now you're out of breath.
I'm very out of breath, yeah.
Good for you though, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah.
There's a lot of muscles.
You do. A lot of muscles.
And, you know, it's good for your mental health, I've heard.
Yeah. Very, very much so.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Okay. The A to Z of music is on, and we're at the letter D. Yesterday was solo artists, and going through yesterday was David Bowie. We played Modern Love, which was good. Today, we're looking for... Let's find out, shall we?
Tuesday, Rap Stars and DJs.
Rap Stars and DJs, beginning with D. Honey always first on there, with loads of suggestions, including Dave, David Guetta, Dappy, Donna International, Dizzy Rascal, Danny Minogue, Duffy.
Hang on, Dappy does the...
Well, N-dubs.
Is he a rap star?
You'd put him in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be the ultimate...
Hang on, if Dappy's a rap star, then am I...
Yeah, but you begin with S.
Yeah, no, but I know, I'm just
you're
saying...
You're not a rap star.
No, exactly. So, nor's Dappy. He can't be, can he?
But he raps. Oh, you rap.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Well, I'll check with the producer, Tom, if that comes up, if Dappy goes through to the number one artist.
Which I don't think he will.
If he does. At the end of it, Dappy beats David Bowie, I'll bring it up with Tom.
Yeah.
If that makes you happy. D12
is a very, good very shout. Good.
David Guetta, Dr. Dre, says Will. Yeah, some good suggestions coming through. Rap stars and DJs beginning with D, get your suggestions through on the text. You can grab us on the app as well, and we'll find out which two will compete for the ultimate title in about 5 minutes. Anne-Marie. Radio Essex and Sad. 5:37, Chris and Scott, big drive home. Thank you for having us on. We're here till 6, and then Joe coming up from 6. We'll talk to Joe on the radio, Jojo from the radio, at about 10:02. Find out what's going on in his show.
We will.
Will we find out who the special guest is that he was secretive about yesterday, or do we already know? We'll find out. We'll get him to come in. He said it yesterday on the show, but I missed it. So he can come in and tell us that. Right, let's do Tuesday's A to Z of Music.
Tuesday. Rap stars and DJs.
Rap stars and DJs, beginning with D. We ended up with quite a few, including David Guetta, D12, Dappy, Dinah International, Dizzy, Danny Minogue, who did do quite a lot of dance stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's quite a few on there. We've chosen two. I think you'll be satisfied with our choices tonight.
I think so.
Would you rather hear this song just before 6 o'clock tonight?
Dr. Dre. I mean, yes, please.
If you want to hear this song, put the word Dre or Doctor in your message box. Put the word Essex. And, yeah, Doctor's probably easier. Or you can use the app. If you want to hear Dr. Dre and you want to see Dr. Dre go forward to the ultimate artist beginning with D on our A to Z of Music. Or David Guetta. So put David, if you want to hear David Guetta as the ultimate D for rap star and DJ to go forward on the A to Z of Music. David, grab us on the app as well. It's either David or Dre. You let us know. We'll get the winning tune on before 6 tonight. It's Radio Essex, Lewis Capaldi and Pointless on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you so much for having us on. We are here till 6 o'clock tonight. Katie and Whittam, what can we do for you? Oh, need to press that one. I have to press about 8 buttons to do this. Bear with me 2 seconds. Here we go, Katie. What can we do for you? No, that didn't work. Right. There's way too many buttons. That one and that one. Bring that back there. Just design this by somebody in radio, apparently.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I think it's designed by somebody that worked on a spaceship where there was 18 buttons to do one job.
Yeah, and you want to be able to fly it, so...
I've got it now. Katie, I can hear you now.
Hi, Chris and Scott. It's Katie here from Whittam. Just wanted to tell you that in the singing assemblies at my daughter's primary school, they're actually learning Keep On Moving by 5.
Brilliant.
I just thought I'd tell you, because it's really funny. When I was at primary school in the 90s, we used to sit cross-legged on the floor singing... This Little Light of Mine.
This Little Light of Mine.
So, yeah, I just thought it was great that they were learning Keep On Moving by 5. Anyway, have a good one, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Katie.
How far have schools come now?
I
know, it's good, isn't it?
From This Little Light of Mine to Keep On Moving off of 5.
Do you reckon I can, like, charge them for it?
What?
The kids. For the singing song. I'm joking.
What, a PRS?
Bit of PRS, kids.
I mean, I don't know whether I'm speaking out of turn, but I think what would be nice is if you turned up to help them.
I think that would be a nicer thing to do, wouldn't it?
Do you think?
I'm busy that day.
It's only in Whittam.
Have they given a day yet?
It's in Whittam, no. Any day, I'd imagine they'd love Scott from 5 to turn up and help them sing your song.
As I said earlier, I don't think Abs is very busy at the moment. Maybe he can turn up.
I think Katie should let us know if she wants that to happen.
I think that would be incredible.
I will send producer Tom to sort that out for you.
Katie, thank you very much for that.
That is brilliant.
And what Scott's saying is he would love a copy of that so we could play it on the radio.
I would.
You could record it and we'll play it on the radio. We'll get it played.
That would be amazing.
We can do that. All right. Coming up on the radio after 6 o'clock tonight.
I did, what's it called? This Little Lamp of Mine.
This Little Lamp of Mine.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Yeah, we didn't have very
she'll
exciting
She'll be coming
songs,
round the mountain when she comes.
What was the other one we used to sing?
What
else do we used to sing at school? The Combine Harvester one. Oh, my Lord.
Not combine harvester.
No, but that's what he used to sound like.
Yeah.
Combine and, harvester.
And even now, I still sing it and I do the harmony to annoy everyone. I go, kumbaya! Very good.
Yeah, Joe's doing a texter on that after six. What's the song you used to sing in assembly at school?
Is that what you was going to go for?
A1400, put the word Essex in front of your message. Make sure you get those texts into Joe.
What's in your assembly?
What's in your assembly song hymn book? And then...
Honestly, this is good content.
Each one that comes through, he will sing it for you. And that's happening after 6 o'clock.
That's not a promise.
It sounds amazing. Listen, I can't wait.
Do not disappoint the listener. Because it's not about you, Joe.
No, it's about the listener.
It's about the listener.
Trust me, my throat isn't great today. You wouldn't want me singing.
Why?
It's just a bit off today.
Listen. No one's ever going to complain if you play some hits, mate. I'm telling you.
Good advice.
I've got some advice there.
Listen. All I'm saying is if you haven't got a link to do or your voice is a little bit hoarse, play some hits because no one's going to complain. That's all I'm saying.
Somebody once said this to Scott in a meeting, right? Somebody once said in a programming meeting, listen, mate, if you haven't got anything to say, don't say it. No one's going to complain that you're playing too much music. And every time Scott sees anybody that works anywhere near radio, he reels out the same line.
Yeah, but I say
but
it
when
with
you're with mates
face.
Of mine that don't know you and they work in
how
radio.
How good do I sound?
Yeah, they look at you and go, oh, he knows what he's talking about.
Exactly.
Do you remember anything else from that meeting or just that one line?
He remembers that and don't mention birthdays. That's the only thing he mentions.
And I'm doing really well on both.
I've got some news for you, actually.
What's happening?
I officially last longer than you.
Sorry, what? sorry, is this a one for the radio?
Yeah.
Have you thought this
You've just been doing it on air, the planking.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought he was talking about. What did you think he was talking about?
Obviously, the planking.
My mind went into so many horrible places.
I last longer than you. I'm not feeling great today.
Planking.
Yeah, and I'm not feeling great today, so it's not even a normal
Sorry, how long did you do?
144.
What did you do?
143.
I literally, Jack went, do you want to do longer? I went, I'm not going to do any longer than I need to.
So you done a second longer.
It's just like, I was doing press ups as well. I was doing
You weigh about two stone. Yeah. You're 12 years old. That's good strength for a 12 year old, though. Well done, mate.
You manage more. We've gone from kumbaya, my lord, to how long do you plank for? We've only been doing this for, 5.5 minutes.
I had to bring the plank
down, it's time
mate.
To go. We've got to go.
Make sure you get your text in, though, for Joe.
Yeah.
Hot 7 at 7 tonight, just assembly.
It's assembly, hot 7 at 7 tonight. It's an assembly special featuring Hallelujah, Kumbaya, my lord, and this little lamp of mine. I can't wait and keep on moving, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously in there as well. Who's your guest this week?
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Katie Baser.
Oh, we should have led with that, because that's quite important.
She's
brilliant. Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow, won't we?
I interviewed her, didn't I?
Yeah.
She's lovely. Yeah. She's really good.
Just got a song out with Sagala.
Excellent. She used to work in the co-op.
Yeah.
Just a bit of information if you need it. Right, David Guetta won the Battle of the DJs, beating Dr. Dre.
Did he used Which to work is, in co-op?
I'd imagine so.
It's unbelievable that he's won. I mean, listen, I like
I expected to be playing Dre now.
I did.
I do love this song, though. David Guetta and Sia, Titanium. End of the show coming up after this, and we're done for another day. We're back tomorrow, 3 o'clock on the big drive home.
I'm just off to do some planking.
Excellent.
See you later.
Have fun with that.
Tuesday. Completely, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.